You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Morning, what's up, and welcome to the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Rocking with Corey Parson, the fantasy executive, holding it down for Greg Sussman on the holiday. As always, got along with me, Matt Medica, Wall Street, the King, Scott Angle. And for the next 3 hours, we get you ready for week three in the NFL. That is week three of your fantasy football season. Coming up on the program today, we got some waivers to run through, let you know how things shook out. Plus, teams went back, players went back to the practice fields yesterday. We'll let you know who's practicing, who's not, what you can expect from them this weekend. Obviously, our guy Dr. A joins the program. Break down the latest injury situations, and a little bit later on, we will let you know what DSTs and quarterbacks you can stream. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning. The King, Scott Engel, what's going on with you, my man?
Morning, Mr. Parson. How are you? Good to see you today. We're all ready for week three on rotoexperts.com, your exclusive edge in-season fantasy football package. Enter free radio at checkout for a special discount. Check out Jake Seeley's matchup rankings and my lineup rankings.
No doubt, Scott, you got your lineup rankings ready to go for week number three, so you want to make sure you get on with the rotoexperts.com. Get involved with that. Matt Medica, what's going on with you, my man? Last night's the night that we hit to the waiver wire.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, I'm in the Rashard Higgins business.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but we're going to
find out.
We will find out. And someone bid $920 on Jesse James in the NFFC last night.
Ooh, $920 on Jesse James. Somebody must have really had a tight end problem, or somebody spiked his drink.
Yeah, or he's friends with Jesse James.
Put the purse down.
All right, so coming up on the program today, like I said, got a lot of stuff that we're going to get into. We'll run through some waivers and stuff like that, go through some practice reports. Also, obviously, we got some situations we've been monitoring for a while, particularly that of one's quarterback, Sam Bradford, and Mr. Andrew Luck. So we'll get into that and break that down for you, let you know what you can expect from those gentlemen moving forward, Scott.
Yeah, and lots to look forward to for week three here. It all begins tonight with the Rams and the 49ers.
Yeah, and that's not really one that we're really too excited about from the NFL front, but it is football. You do got some of your players out there. We get to see our third look at Todd Gurley this year. Week one, I wasn't impressed, Matt, with the YPC, but the volume was there. Week two, you see the volume and the YPC and almost, what, 20-something, 25 fantasy points?
Yeah, I think he might have finished with 27 back-to-back 20-point weeks. Carlos Hyde, even if you take away that 60-yard run, has a YPC over 4.5.
So he's getting it done right now. Got a lot of players that we need to discuss. We come back on the other side. Want to talk a little bit about the Andrew Luck situation. Also, Jordy Nelson, let you know what you can expect from him. And want to talk a little C.J. Anderson. I got to admit, the kid is getting done. We are off and rolling. Week three is here. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Boys are back in town, Roto Experts in the Morning. The most controversial radio show in the industry. Scott's about to make a joke about me knowing that song, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
I actually knew a rock and roll song. I'm stunned.
Yeah. Yeah. I root for the Dallas Cowboys, Scott, so that song is synonymous with Dallas Cowboy fans.
Oh, okay. Wasn't aware of that.
Out of all the lines this week, Dallas -3 at Arizona, is that a lock for you, or... When the public's all on one thing, do you run the other way?
Dallas, yeah, that's a lock for me.
I know everybody's going to say, oh, bias. I don't think that team was that how they played last week. I don't think that was the deal right there.
That was just...
Scott called that one. That was a big spot for Prescott last week. And that was a very tough spot. You were absolutely 100% correct. Young team. See, what I didn't take into consideration is that Denver Bronco team, they was in Super Bowl a few years ago. You feel what I'm saying? The core of that team is still there. They fixed that O-line. They're playing next. As a matter of fact, let's start with them right now. Mm-hmm. I had them on the list. You know, hey, C.J. Anderson, a player I had kind of vowed off my draft board. I was going past him every time in that 6th, 7th round range. He was a guy I wanted no parts of. Don't get me wrong, it's early, you know what I'm saying, Matt Madika. But when you look at the productions he's had so far this season, C.J. Anderson, if he can stay healthy, he can be a player that can win you a championship.
If he stays healthy... The final week of drafts, he went in the 7th round. That's where he was living. I know me and Vlad got him in a prime time in the 7th round. I think Chris Vaccaro, NFC Hall of Famer, got him in the 7th round of the New York Super. So that's where you win. That's where you just bank so much profit. The thing is, can he stay healthy? That's been, you know, one of his hurdles throughout his career, much like a Carlos Hyde type player. Never can complete the full season. So we'll see.
What do you think, Scotty? C.J. Anderson might bounce back. Yeah, I don't have him nowhere. I'll be honest. Like I said, he was off my draft board. I had seen too much, off to a good start through 2 weeks this season. And I'm like, C.J. Anderson, all right. You know, I guess he's taking it personal this year because, like I said, I swore him off, Scotty. I wanted no parts. And through 2 weeks, he is balling.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and you watch the film. You know, if you watch the game. Look, that's not a good defense that he was running against, but I don't care. The way that he was running, the balance, the way he was bouncing off tackles and even involved in the passing game, you know, this guy looked like he was running with a hell of a lot of determination. Maybe one of the most impressive runners I've seen all year.
C.J. Anderson looked like he could be the 2017 bounce-back player if he can keep it up right now. I'll be honest with you, I hope he doesn't because I don't have him nowhere.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't have any shares of C.J. Anderson either.
So we need him to do bad.
What's that?
We need him to do bad, Scott.
No, I don't think we need him to do bad necessarily, but it's maybe the week that we play against him, you know, but I guess you can't worry about that. It's like, look, you know, it's like, you know, I'm in this for a lot of the followers, too, and if they got C.J. Anderson, oh, you know, yeah, he's happy for them. I'm happy for them.
Hey, look, the first 2 weeks for the Broncos has been like a perfect storm. Trevor Siemian... Inside the 10, has attempted 5 passes, completed 4 for touchdowns. It's gone great. The Cowboys, I didn't think should deserve to be a favorite last week. I stated that. But I don't think they're as bad as they played last week because that game was never close.
Yeah, it wasn't even a competition, and they did give up on that one. Jordy Nelson was a full participant in practice, so all the Jordy guys look like you're going to get a chance to put Nelson in your lineup this week. Obviously, Jordy, Aaron Rodgers, that whole situation, Devontae Adams, Randall Cobb, a little bit banged up. We'll get into that a little bit later on. But Jordy Nelson, Scott, you know what? Nothing to worry about, nothing to see here. He gets back on the practice field early in the week, so you got to feel pretty good about that if you are a Nelson owner.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a surprise if they were saying 50-50 the day before. And, you know, to get in there in a full practice shows it's not really a, you know, a major thing to worry about. Of course, we'll hear from Dr. A later with the full scouting report. But at least it looks to us like now, like, you know, you can fire up Jordy with a lot of confidence this week, Matt, which you need.
Yeah, Matt, you get Jordy out there this week as the Green Bay Packers, if I'm not mistaken, they are home for
Bengals.
The Cincinnati Bengals. There you go right there. Pac-Man Jones, that crew out there, that secondary. Nothing really much to see here when it comes to the Cincinnati Bengals. Green Bay Packers, Jordy Nelson is on the practice field. They act like you do every week. You warm him up, you put him in your lineup.
Yeah, listen, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is still awesome and elite, but when you take Jordy out, that does put a ripple effect through that offense. I think in this game, though, on the Bengals side, the two things I'm going to look at is the Joe Mixon emergence. I think we'll see that week three. And A.J. Green could have upwards to like 19 targets this week.
New offensive coordinator in Cincinnati. If they try to get that thing situated, score their first touchdown on the season. They got some pieces on that team. Joe Mixon, A.J. Green, Tyler Eifert. Going to be interesting to see how they play it now with the new O.C. intact. Obviously, Andy Dalton still on the hot seat. Speaking of quarterbacks, and speaking of hot seats, Andrew Luck is the quarterback we're about to talk about. The hot seat we're about to talk about is that of Chuck Pagano. This is a transcript, fellas, from yesterday's media session with Chuck Pagano. The reporter says, is Andrew Luck practicing today or this week? P- Pagano says no. The next reporter says, is Andrew Luck getting there health-wise? Pagano says, yeah, yeah. The reporter says, the whole world is dying to know what's going on. Do you guys know more than what you're saying? Pagano says, you know as much as we know, as God is my witness.
And then they also asked him, is he anxious to get back on the field? And he said, do you think he's a competitor? The reporter said, yeah. He said, well, that tells you everything.
Next question. The reporter says, really? You don't know nothing? Pagano, he says, when he trots out there for practice, as God is my witness. So Pagano's saying he'll know when he sees Andrew Luck on the practice field. The reporter goes, well, how much is this up to Andrew Luck to decide? Okay, I'm ready to go. Pagano says, again, we listen to our doctors and trainers. I'm sorry to sound like a broken record, but that's what we do. When they say he's ready, he's pushing, and they're pushing him. Reporter says, does he seem anxious to play? Pagano says, what do you think? Reporter says, I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I'd like to ask him. Pagano says, do you think he's a competitor? Reporter says, I do. Okay, then that would answer your question. Matt Medica, this is a whole lot of nothing right here. Somebody knows something about Andrew Luck, and nobody's saying it, and it's scaring me, to be honest with you, because I'm starting to think the Greg Sussman theory might have something to it, that this guy might miss the whole season.
Look, that's a possibility. There's a wide range of outcomes here. Does he come back in the next couple of weeks? Does he not play at all? The Colts, really, at this point, why would they tell us anything that that they're not obligated to tell us? So I think next Monday is going to be a really telling thing. He's been ruled out the past couple of weeks on Monday. If he's ruled out next Monday, I don't think he's coming back anytime soon.
What do you think, Scotty?
Yeah, I tried to offer David Johnson for Andrew Luck, in one of my leagues, and it didn't happen. But, with Luck, it's just like it's very, very murky. It's complete guesswork right now. And if Pagano was somehow telling the truth, I don't think anybody knows, when the guy is coming back. And that's hard for a lot of fantasy owners who are asking me, on social media and in live chats on rotoexperts.com, do I drop Luck? And you can't, because you don't know the answer.
We got to find out from Dr. A. He's coming up on the program a little bit later on today. What's his latest on Andrew Luck? Matt Medica, this is interesting right here. For those people that have spent a lot of money, right, in Fab already, if you're a guy that said you stashed Andrew Luck, when Andrew Luck is deemed active and gets back to practice and decide that, he's going to be on the field, I would cut him and put him back in the Fab pool and eat the rest of the money in the league up.
I can't do that. If he's going to be on the field and I've held him this long, I want to have him. I want to see, because if he comes back, if he plays a half a season, say he's healthy by week 8.
Okay.
And he's out there. And if he's healthy, he's going to play. They're not going to sit a healthy Andrew Luck for a half a season. And they're going to throw the ball a ton. You got guys like T.Y. Hilton, Moncrief, who gets it done in the red zone. Yeah. Jack Doyle's getting it done with
Brissette. They seem to have a thing going together. Scott, what do you think of that strategy right there? He gets healthy. You're in the Fab League. Get money out the league. Put him on the waiver wire.
I think that's, you're worrying about other teams and stuff like that. It's not something I would do. But if you want...
You're not that savvy, though.
Really? Let's see.
I told you.
140, 141, 116, 5, and 10 against me. I sound pretty savvy. I think you're wrong about that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, though? What I would do is, I would probably, take advantage of somebody who you probably could, and I would throw it out there and be like, hey, Corey, Andrew Luck's coming back.
Why'd you say me? Scott, I'm
you just
I'm,
said, because you just said me.
Scott, I'm
hey, Corey,
savvy, Scott. I'm savvy.
Not,
I'm
a not savvy, savvy enough for me.
I'm a savvy
You can't even spell
Scott.
Savvy.
S-A-V-V-Y.
Well, we just got Google in front of you. I see that. Yeah, you put in S-A-V-I. But I'd say, hey, Corey, Luck's coming back. This is a top quarterback. Maybe you should trade for him, and you'll probably bite.
I tell you one thing. If I had the money and somebody cut him, he's healthy. I'm dropping my bag.
Yeah,
on him.
The whole thing.
Yes, that's somebody savvy. You can learn from him.
But why quarterback? Trevor Simeon's out there though. Feel what I'm saying?
I picked him up here last night, but I'm not.
That's
super
2 week overreaction.
Yeah. I tell you who who Trevor Simeon through 2 weeks reminds me of, a player that did very well last season. I want to break it down when we come back on Unside. Also, DeMarco Murray, Derrick Henry. This saga continues. And also Seferian Jenkins. He's on your bench. You're waiting on him. Good luck. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Roto Experts in the morning. Corey Parson, the fantasy executive, holding it down for Greg Sussman. If you're celebrating the holiday, Scott, what's the holiday today?
Today is Rosh Hashanah.
Wow, happy.
Rosh Hashanah Tova. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Scotty.
Yeah, thank you.
I wish Scotty
it's
a happy
day,
New Year.
It's the Day of Atonement.
Okay.
Yes.
So everybody atoning today. Congratulations.
Yeah. Everybody except Scott.
Everybody except Scott. Well, Scott's about that work. You know what I'm saying, Scott?
Yeah.
You got to get in here and get this good information out to our listeners.
People will go today to hear the blowing of the shofar, which is the ram's horn.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very special.
All right, cool. Are you going after work?
No, actually, I am not.
All right. No.
Yes. Ever since my rabbi moved away, I haven't found the right place to go.
All right. Let's get on
the search.
I'm opening up the phone lines a little bit this morning, 844-843-6879. You want to get involved with the Roto Experts in the morning. Matt Medica, we was talking off the air. This guy, Austin Seferian Jenkins, in the offseason, all we heard about is how he stopped drinking, and he started hanging and banging, and he was leaving his better life. And then asked if he's going to be active this week, now the suspension is over. The coach is like, well, he's in bad shape. What, he had a relapse?
You got one job. it was get in shape, resurrect your career, all that stuff. You got a second chance.
Come on, man.
You're getting a chance to like shine on a terrible team, and now you might not be active after being suspended for the first 2 weeks.
Now, Matt, I had some Austin Seferian Jenkins love. I got him stashed a couple places. Now I'm like, well, what the hell is going on? If he's a healthy scratch this week, I'm cutting his ass.
Yeah, I put a $2 bid in the Flex Cup. I was unaware that you could do $0 bids. I'm vehemently against $0 bids, but that's another story. So, yeah, I don't get it. I figured, you know, maybe he's a guy that could come in. You know, the veteran quarterback, I mean, pretty much any quarterback should, but the veteran quarterbacks, they like their tight end. I thought this was a nice little spot, possibly, but I'd probably be cutting him.
Now, Scotty, you've never been a Austin Seferian Jenkins guy. As a matter of fact, he's one of the guys you use to tease Cardano with, you know what I'm saying?
But that was Jason Morrow.
Oh, yeah. It's the other bumps on tight end.
That's like one of the reasons why how I retired Mike Cardano from playing fantasy football. he's been retired.
Scott, but I've heard you talk negatively about ASJ, but I felt like you was warming up to him being that number one target in the Jets towards the end of draft season. How you feel about him now?
Well, now it's cursed, but I felt like he could be good balance between the two because, again, McCown gets a guy who's been in the league and has proven something, which happened with Curse. But, you know, Curse is a proven performer in big spots. It's different. You know, Seferian Jenkins really, like, you know, never shown us anything, and you know, it's real, real disappointing to hear like he's out of shape because it's a real opportunity. That says a lot to me about the guy. Like, okay, you have a prime opportunity to step up for an NFL job, and you didn't even come in shape. Like, there was no competition really for him. So, like, I don't know if I'm gonna have any interest in him.
Yeah, it's kind of tough.
You know what's crazy? Jermaine Curse has more touchdowns than the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, that's wild.
Yep.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
That's an interesting stat.
Yeah, that is an interesting stat right there. It's funny, too. Scott, pull up your line of records for PPR right quick. Matt, Randall Cobb, you know what? This Green Bay Packer wide receiver thing is interesting because we thought Jordy would be the one that we'd have to worry about on Sunday morning and that Cobb would be right back out there. Well, it looks like Cobb misses practice yesterday, so we're throwing water on Cobb as of right now. Jordy's good to go. When you look at this Randall Cobb situation, it's almost like a little bit like it's a shoulder injury. It's kind of like, here we go again. But I do not want to see anybody picking up Geronimo Allison, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, this is what's kind of been the problem with him like last season. Then he got healthy, as you've stated, down the stretch run. He got healthy. He produced his first 2 weeks. You know, he's been another guy that you got later on, and that's how you bank profit. But, you know, you got to be somewhat concerned about this. Geronimo Allison, look, if you were like a Jordy owner or something like that, and you put a small bid on him, I don't have a problem with that. Because if Jordy was to be out, he's going to get some love, especially even with Cobb being banged up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. If you're a Jordy owner, you're feeling good this morning. Randall Cobb owners, not so much.
Not so much. There you go right there. 844-843-6879. You want to get in on the discussion. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning, the industry's most controversial radio program. It's been that way since day number one. Scotty DeMarco Murray, not in practice yesterday, right? So he's dealing with this hamstring thing. Obviously, this is a story we're monitoring towards the end of the week. I feel like when we're doing Lineup Lock Live on Sunday morning, Murray's going to be a game-time decision. Scott, where do you have Derrick Henry ranked in your lineup rankings for PPR running backs this week? The fantasy executive is curious to know, as well as the other millions and millions of listeners to the Roto Experts in the Morning.
I don't have as many Twitter followers as Jake Seeley, but I think I got some people reading this. I have Derrick Henry number 17 at running back this week.
So you got him.
If I hear bad news on Murray, he's definitely going higher.
So you like him in that RB2 range. What if Murray plays? Would you drop him?
No, I have him right there, considering that Murray, take 30-40% of the carries. If he doesn't play, I will probably move him up to about number 14, I would think.
Here's my question. Say DeMarco Murray's ruled out. We know he's not playing, all that. Henry plays, but has a lackluster performance.
Okay.
Do we just say it's the Seattle defense? I mean, can we say that?
Carlos Hyde just tore the Seattle defense up.
And, how do we look, if that scenario plays out, like I'm, as I'm suggesting, how do we look going forward?
I'm going right back to him. As long as Murray is banged up, I'm going right back to him. But here's the thing, Matt Medica. Say Murray plays, we find out on Saturday Murray's going to go. Is Derrick Henry startable this week?
I think you have to start him. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you have to look at it as, I don't think Murray's going to get a full workload this week if he plays.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's more of a 50-50. And maybe it's Henry who's getting the goal line carries because he's fully healthy versus a guy who's not fully healthy. So I think Murray, you have to start. If you own him this week, I mean, unless you have superior options, unless you got like three running backs in the first five rounds and you can say that the matchups warrant it, so you got one of those guys in the flex. But otherwise, I think you have to play Henry because I can't see DeMarco Murray, even if he plays, being anything more than a 50-50 timeshare this week.
Would you play, Matt, this week, if you had a lineup decision to make, would you play Derrick Henry or Joe Mixon?
I'm going to go Derrick Henry. I really do want to play Joe Mixon this week. I think this is a good matchup for him. I think he'll be involved in the passing game as well. But I'm going to go Derrick Henry. He looked so good last week. I mean, he was, if you watched what he did and you look at some advanced metrics like, after contact stuff and all that. So for me, I'm going to have a hard time not playing Derrick Henry.
Scotty, Derrick Henry, Joe Mixon.
Easy Derrick Henry. I know he has a
role.
You
said easy.
Easy. Okay. I know Matt wants to think this is the week, and I think we all want to think it's a week, but we don't know if it's a week because, even though they changed the offensive coordinator, the Bengals could desperately fall behind in this one, and then you got a lot of Gio Bernard. So I'm not convinced that I can roll Mixon out there with any confidence.
Would you worry about Gio's workload, Matt Medica?
No,
Scott said it's easy. I'm like, I would wrestle with it.
I have to see. See them use it more. What if, they fired Zampezi, but what if Marvin Lewis still comes down from the top, we're still not ready to use this
He's kid. On my bench right now.
I got to see it first.
He's on my bench. I'll be honest with you. He's on my bench right now. He's not in my lineup. And the options I got in front of him, I normally wouldn't have in front of him, Matt Medica.
I'm finding ways to put in this.
You're trying to get him in.
I think.
Ballsy,
look,
I like it.
I think this offense, after the first 2 weeks, they scored zero touchdowns. I think A.J. Green will be the most targeted wide receiver this week. I don't. If Andy Dalton throws three picks, whatever he has to do. Look, it's a secondary that they can exploit here. I think the Mixon era begins this Sunday. I know there's the game script worry that they fall behind big, but Mixon can catch passes as well. I know that's Gio's role. Gio's never going to be eliminated from this offense, no matter what Mixon does. He's still going to have a piece. But I think the Jeremy Hill thing is pretty much coming to an end.
Scott, Derrick Henry or Terrence West?
Derrick Henry. Terrence West, we don't even know health-wise if he's going to be available.
How about this? Derrick Henry or Buck Allen?
That was my next question.
Derrick Henry.
Wow, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I just think he's a better talent, mm-hmm. You know, and I'm just going to give the nod to the better talent. I like Buck.
Buck has the workload.
They both have tough matchups, so I think Derrick Henry's a better running back.
Okay. Man, Matika, Henry's a backup. Buck Allen is not a backup.
And Terrence West's status, too. I mean, say West is out.
Yeah.
I gotta go Allen. I really want to start Henry. This
yeah,
you know, Henry's not a backup with Murray's status.
But he could be
the lead dog.
I think we all know, and the audience is savvy enough to know that if Murray is out, Henry's a must start. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm under the assumption that Murray is playing this weekend.
I'm under the assumption that Murray is not going to play very effectively.
Okay. All right.
I don't foresee a big workload. Tight hamstring, been bothering since the preseason. You know, all we've heard all along is that hamstring is an issue. I can't see much from DeMarco Murray this week. He's not in my top 25.
I will say one thing. If say he is healthy enough to play and he's feeling better.
Yeah.
I wouldn't write the obituary on DeMarco Murray because as we see in sports and in life, one of the greatest things is competition.
Mm-hmm.
And once somebody starts to take your job, you seem to step up. It's a tough matchup. And if he doesn't play, I absolutely love Henry, even versus Seattle, but we'll see.
Motivation's one thing. You know, I hear that. But health is another. You can be motivated as you want. If your hamstring doesn't let you get out there and be yourself, you know, go play Madden and be motivated, you know, because you can't get out there.
He's got you on eSports.
There you go. I'm an eSports guy.
All right, so there you go right there. Come back on the other side. I want to talk about this situation with these Tennessee Titan wide receivers. Corey Davis obviously already been ruled out for week 3, but I got him too many places. So last night where everybody was going for one Mr. Rashad Higgins, I snuck in the back door. Pause. Oh. And I snatched up a couple of shares of Tywan Taylor. We discuss it right now when we come back on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we could all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to 3 guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package.
Roto Experts in the Morning here on MNTSY Radio. Oh, boy.
There's
cast
one.
The characters. All right, so I got the Kings lineup rankings up. So last night, like I said, where I couldn't get Rashad Higgins at, I doubled back. I said, you know what? Tywan Taylor, more than likely, Rashad Matthews and Eric Decker on the field, 2 wide receiver sets. Tywan Taylor is going to get a chance to play in 3 wide receiver sets. The young man caught a 42-yard bomb last week. You know, the coach Malarkey talks all the time about his speed and how dangerous his speed is and wanting to get him on the field and get him down the field. So I went and picked him up last night. I put about, you know, 8-9%, was able to get him in a couple spots as a conditional bid. Got him on my bench right now. I'm not ready to put him in my starting lineup yet. In one situation, I'll be honest, I have to put him in my starting lineup. Because I had a bad wide receiver situation. But when you look at it, Matt Matidika, do you think at some point, am I ahead of the curve on Tywan Taylor? Or do you think this might be an upside play for a guy that you'd be cutting in 3 or 4 weeks?
It could be either or. I like Taylor. I think, say, Corey Davis was out for a while. So he was an extended absence.
Yeah.
You're going to see this guy get a lot of play, a lot of love. So I think you are ahead of the curve in that instance. It's going to be curious to see how Eric Decker plays over these next couple of weeks. Can he bounce back to being Eric Decker of old, or is he washed?
Yeah.
The other guy, you know, Matthews is as good as he is. What's his role currently? I think the upside on Taylor is quite high. I think Tennessee really likes this kid. He's kind of been the star of the minicamp and preseason. So, yes, I do believe you are ahead of the curve.
Scotty.
Yeah.
Tywan Taylor, dollar make you holler right now, or you know what? Let's see what happens in this situation with Corey Davis.
Yeah, you know, it's Matt's been on this guy all along, and he's very talented. Good preseason, beautiful 42-yard reception. You know, what will his role be? Corey Davis is out with the hamstring. You don't know what you get with Eric Decker, so you know, by listening to Matt Modica, you're ahead of the curve, yes.
All right, here we go, fellas. I got three wide receivers for one spot. This is a flex and a PPR. Three wide receivers.
Okay, you need me to review your lineups?
The man has been on.
He's really very has. Good. You feel what I'm saying?
I don't even want to touch him. I might get burned.
I'm going to tell Cardano to give him a raise. You feel what I'm saying? That's how good he's been. How do you think that'll go, Scott?
I think it'll go fine to say, I made you retire from fantasy football, so you should give me a raise, yeah.
All right, here we go. Three.
Give me a raise.
Wide receivers. One spot. PPR flex. Four-point PPR. Yes. Flex option.
Yes, Corey.
Rashad Higgins. Rashad Matthews, T.Y. Hilton.
You need three.
I need one of those three.
I'm gonna go Rashad Matthews because I think you know where you can move the ball against Seattle in the passing game is in the slot, and I see a lot of Rashad Matthews in the slot this week.
I'm gonna go Higgins here for. I mean, matchup based, the kid got 11 targets in his first NFL game, caught 7 receptions. It's either going to be people are going to be dancing about Rashid Higgins on Monday morning, or he was a practice squad bum. He should have never got this hype. So that's going to be the interesting narrative come Monday morning. But versus the Colts, he's kind of like the new Corey Coleman.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other side you got to look at is Kenny Britt just, did he cash that check?
I saw Kenny Britt. Dropped last night.
Mm-hmm.
He was dropped a lot of places. And you know what? I'm going to go back on Friday night and some places I'm going to put a dollar on Kenny Britt.
Yeah, but in those leagues, don't you have to wait if the guy gets dropped on Wednesday?
If he plays on Thursday, you can't pick him up on Friday.
You know what? If you have zero dollar bids, you don't have to spend a dollar to get Britt.
Yeah, it's smart.
Yeah, no, yeah. For me, cutting Kenny Britt this week was really tough. Because, once again, they have this match. Look, the Browns, I like the Browns' defense. We'll touch on that later on.
Yeah.
But I like everything about the Browns. I like Crowell. I like Johnson. Look, everybody can't eat. This isn't the Packers going in where everybody's going to, you know, get a taste. But I think if you went out and you bought Higgins this week, last night, this is the week to play him. This is coming off of that game in the Dome in Indianapolis versus that defense. And Davis is still out, right? I don't believe he's playing.
No, Davis has already been ruled out for week number three. Trevor Siemian comparison that I wanted to get into. Trevor Siemian has been extremely efficient this season, much like how Marcus Mariota was last year. Marcus Mariota finished his QB 10 or 11 overall last season, and what was most impressive about Mariota was his efficiency. Siemian Scott is not really doing it with volume like Carson Wentz is. He's doing it efficiently.
Because everything's set up for him. You know, he has the balance of a good running game right now. He has a defense which can make the other team get off the field and give him favorable field position. So this is the type of guy that if you put everything around him to succeed, he will succeed. You know, it's almost like you want to go back and like when Neil O'Donnell was playing really well, it's because everything was around him to succeed. It's like this guy cannot – all the right pieces have to be around him. And you saw it last week. All the right pieces were around him. You know, it was a bad matchup for the Cowboys, really bad, because that's – they totally flipped the table on him. Dallas could not dominate time of possession. Their defense was out on the field. You know, it's like – you know, when the Cowboys have played top 10 defenses over the last 2 years, they are 1-3. And this team was able to flip the table on them because it's a team with a lot of balance. If they go back to the Super Bowl, they're a legitimate threat to go back to the Super Bowl because they have everything.
Week 1, 17-28, 219 yards, 2 touchdowns. Week 2, 22-32, 231 yards, 4 touchdowns, Matt Modica. It's not like he's throwing the ball a ton.
No, what he's doing, and what was impressive week one, and he followed it up week two. I mean, the game did get out of hand quick, but what he's doing is he's not forcing it. He's He's taking what the defense gives him. Inside the 20, he's 9 of 11 with 6 touchdowns. Inside the 10, as I said, 4 out of 5, 4 completions out of 5 attempts, 4 touchdowns. He's not forcing it to Demaryius Thomas. Even Manny Sanders, he got a couple touchdowns. He's not forcing it. He's gone to Fowler. He's thrown the ball to A.J. Derby. So, you know, he's making those progressions in year 2 for him. So he's a guy I went out and I put like 15% of my fab on him in my biggest league, where I do have Tom Brady, which is, God forbid something happens to Brady. I did like, look, Simeon's going to regress a little too here. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a little, he's playing, you know, these numbers are a little too high, but I also do like that he has, as Scott mentioned, the complete balance on this team. And he's got a really nice playoff schedule.
This weekend, Denver Broncos on the road to take on the Buffalo Bills. Is Trevor Siemian a must-start in a 12-team league? Not a must-start. Is he startable? If 12 quarterbacks need to be started in a 12-team league, because they do, because you got to start a quarterback.
That's good math, Corey.
Yeah. Is he one of them?
He's not in my top 12 this week.
Oh, okay.
No.
Right outside.
He just didn't make it.
Right outside the top 12. What do you think, Matt Madika? In the 12-team leagues, does somebody have him in their lineup this week?
I think you can make the argument that he is, but the Bills secondary has played actually kind of good this year. I mean, it's only 2 games. I'm not really high on the Bills at all. But, I mean, this game could get out of hand pretty quick. The interesting thing I would say is, like, Jameis Winston at Minnesota. And Minnesota's still a tough defense. It's a divisional road game. I mean, is Siemian a better play this week? I mean, that's something I would look at, but I'd probably still go Winston.
My lineup ranks on rotoexperts.com right now. They're part of your in-season exclusive Edge fantasy football package. It's a free radio checkout for a special discount. I have Winston 14th and Siemian 18th.
Do you like Wentz versus the Giants or Siemian versus the Bills?
Wentz. I'm Wentz a lot. The volume and everything, he's just outside my top 12. I had a very tough time going back and forth between him and Russell Wilson.
That's the key word there, the volume. And like I said, I kind of think Giants have been written off for dead. Everybody saw Monday night. I think this is going to be a really
good game. Of the week, in my opinion. Yeah, game of the week, in my opinion.
I think, you know, I'm not an Eli guy. Never thought that he should even got this contract.
I'm not an Eli Manning guy either.
But I don't think they're going to roll over and die. I think they're going to come out with everything they have.
This is their season right here. Yeah, this is their season. 844-843-6879. Let's head down to Florida and talk to John. John, good morning.
What's up, John?
Hey, fellas. How you doing this morning?
What's going on with you, John? How can we help you?
Hey, I got a trade proposal that I'd like to ask, your opinion on. So I'm in a 1-point PPR, and I have Zeke Elliott and Willie Snead, and I would be receiving Devontae Freeman and Emmanuel Sanders. What do you guys think?
So you're trading Zeke and Snead and bringing back Devontae Freeman and Manny Sanders.
I'll say no.
I would say, the running backs are like nearly a wash. So it really becomes to me Snead for Sanders. And that's almost a wash, too, because the object of a trade is to make a significant upgrade or fill a need. You're almost doing neither, but, if in your opinion you like Sanders a lot better than Snead, but to me the trade is just about a wash because I slightly prefer Elliott over Freeman. I don't think you help yourself at all here.
Yeah, John, I think you're kissing cheeks on this one. You know what I'm saying? I don't look at this as a situation where you're really making a major upgrade. You got Zeke. He's a beast. You know he can finish as RB1. Willie Snead, haven't seen him yet, but we do like him in PPR. One thing I will say, Freeman got somebody in the backfield behind him.
I mean, I want Zeke.
Doesn't matter.
I want the Zeke Snead combo. And I'm a big Manny Sanders guy, and Freeman's awesome. But give me Zeke.
You can go either side. It's pretty much a wash.
Yeah.
Kissing cheeks. Don't they do that in Staten Island?
Scott, with the stereotypes. Come on, man.
What? No, I just saw somebody doing it in Staten Island. That's all.
We come back. We get ready to wrap down the hour on the telephone with you. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Hello, friend. friends? If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Roto Experts in the morning. I don't know how to talk over this music, so 844-843-6879. You want to get involved with the Roto Experts in the morning. Getting you ready for week three of the NFL season, week three in fantasy football. It's time to start getting those lineup sets set, excuse me. And let's head out to New Jersey and grab D-Money. D-Money, good morning. Welcome to the controversial, world-famous Roto Experts in the morning. What's up, D?
What's up, my man?
Good morning, guys. What's going on up in there?
What's up with you, D-Money? How can we help you this morning, my man?
I'm doing good, fellas. Scott, you always say lineup management is important, so I'm going through my lineup here. And I picked up Chris Johnson for Gio Bernard on the waivers.
Yeah.
I was trying to get J.J. Kid Dynamite for Beasley, but that didn't work out. So I'm going to put R. Kelly on the bench and put Chris Johnson in his spot.
Well, I think we have to wait and see what happens with Kelly. Dr. A will be on this morning. He'll tell us more. You know, Kelly's not ruled out yet. So, you know, you don't have to make that move just yet. It's not a Thursday night game.
Personally, for me, maybe I'm wrong, but I prefer Gio over Chris Johnson.
Yeah, D-Money, you can't put Chris Johnson in your lineup right now, man. You got to have something else.
You're not
on.
Doing retro lineups.
Yeah. It's not 08. D-Money, you got to have a better option on your bench than Chris Johnson.
Okay, I got another one for you guys. Now, you guys talked about Jameis Winston. I think he's still playing like a rookie. He overshot D-Jack twice. So I got Wentz on the bench. Should I start him, Wentz, for Winston this weekend?
Both players are with tough defense, going up against tough defenses this week. I think it's probably a wash. You can go either way with it. I think it's really your preference. I would roll Jameis out there because I've been backing the kid. You know what I'm saying, Scotty? You got Wentz higher in your rankings, though.
I got him right ahead of Winston, 13 and 14 in my lineup ranks on rotoexperts.com. I'm going to go with Wentz. You know, like you said, Corey, they're both facing tough defenses. But, you know, the difference is that Eagles defense can run the Giants off the field more than vice versa. More than Minnesota will. What I'm saying is, the Eagles defense will give the Eagles offense some advantages.
Spit it out, Scott. Spit it out.
I usually have to explain these things to you.
Spit it out, Scott.
Corey.
I'm going to go Jameis, but it's pretty much a coin flip on this one. I would say go with your gut, whatever your gut tells you. Yeah. When it's this close,
I don't think the situation plays out where Jameis has 32 fantasy points and Wentz has 16 or vice versa. They're going to be within 2 or 3 points of each other when it's all said and done, the final tally. That's what I believe.
I agree.
I go Wentz.
Yeah, so there you go right there. Yeah. I think it's a gut call, whatever you want to do. I'm going with Man Crush Monday, my son Jameis Winston, quarterback of Tampa Bay Buccaneers, playing in his second game of the week. So there you go right there. Anything? Let me see. So, all right, so I'm setting my lineups. Is T.Y. Hilton on the bench this week in 12-team leagues?
Not necessarily. I don't think.
For who?
Yeah, that's the question. I kind of have to ask. Who are you benching him for?
Who are you benching?
In 10
team
leagues.
We need to help you here.
In 10 team leagues, is T.Y. Hilton on the bench?
It all depends on what the other option is. You can bench him, yes.
I would say in a 10 team league, hopefully you have a better option.
Definitely.
In a 12 team league, it's all going to come down to what's a better flex option I would have. Which, I mean, T.Y. Hilton is still dynamic, is still a stud. He just doesn't have a quarterback, but, Brissett. If he can get him the ball, good things could happen.
It looked like Brissett only got eyes for Jackie Doyle, though, so interesting to see how this situation plays out.
I remember T.Y. Hilton was good. T.Y. stands for to yesterday.
All right, when we come back, kick off hour number two of the Roto Experts in the morning, we get to preview some Thursday night football, and the king, Scott Engel, survivor power rankings. It's the Roto Experts in the morning.